RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Forking Around Town podcast. I'm your host, Tracy, and today I have one of my favorite guests, Ian Beckles. How are you?
Am I on a short list?
You're on a short list.
Good. Good to know. Hello.
How are you?
Everything's good. No complaints.
Good. Well, today we're going to talk about stone crab, and I wanted to have you on because I think you like it just as much as I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can trust anybody that doesn't like stone crab.
Well, a lot of people have never heard of it, and that's why I wanted to kind of talk about it a little bit.
Never heard of it?
Had stone crab for the first time when I first moved to Tampa. So that was like 16 years ago. I had never heard of
it. Well, it is a Florida thing. Right. It's a Florida thing.
Okay. But I was looking it up because, you know, being from California, I was like, what the heck is stone crab? But I remember the first time I had it, I was like, what is this? It was like gold.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I was at some party and there was stone crab and champagne everywhere. So I was happy.
Well, you were with the Muckety Mucks.
And, I was, actually.
Because if there's stone crab at parties, then somebody had some money.
I wish there was Instagram back then because this table was massive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just filled with stone crab. And you just go up there and grab what you wanted.
Yeah, and that's the best scenario. I've been in that scenario like once or twice where you can eat as much stone crab as you want without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in.
I got in,
yeah.
2 pounds, 3 pounds?
Oh, once was at the DeBartolo's at his house, and we were eating stone crab and lamb imported from Australia or something, which is the best lamb I ever had, and then drinking Louis the 13th. So those are the kind of parties that I like. So if anybody out there likes to serve free stone crab and Louis the 13th, hit me up. Holla at me, though.
Well, what about, me too. I need to be included on that.
You come?
So there's a Stone Crab Festival this weekend, Frenchie's Stone Crab Festival. I went to it last year.
Yeah, I know Frenchie. Good people.
Great place. Mm-hmm. I've actually never dined at Frenchie's, crazy as it may sound.
Great fish sandwich.
I've heard that. I need to try their grouper sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I went last year, and I remember, I think I paid, there was a certain amount you could buy tickets and get stone crab, but I mean, it wasn't cheap.
Oh, no, they're not. Stone crabs are expensive, first of all.
They are.
It's not like the deadliest catch. You see those guys, and they're putting their lives on the risk, but they're swooping up big old crabs all at once. You can only put one trap down and only catch a certain amount, and then take one claw off. It ain't that easy. It's a lot.
I wouldn't even know like what catching stone crab entails.
It's basically, I think you have to have a license. You got to put a trap out. Everybody has a limit of traps you can put out. Then when you catch them, you have to tear off one of the claws, and therefore the crab can still live and then grow it back.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So they just rip one of them, and the claw has to be like
a certain size.
2 point something inches or something like that. So there's a lot of regulations, and it's really Florida, Key West, you know, everywhere in Florida, and you know, we're the hub for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I remember last year when I went to this event, it was a weekend event. So it was kind of like a big block party. So they had tents out on the street. You walk around, buy your tickets. And oh, man, it was pretty good stone crab, I must say.
It's good stuff, right?
Very good. And so there's another one coming up in Cortez at the Swordfish Tiki Bar.
Correct.
And that's coming up the 9th and 10th of November.
And that's going to be in their parking lot, I believe.
Which, actually, we were just there this past weekend. It's a pretty nice-sized parking lot. I like the kind of the background. You get around boats and everything. It feels very festive.
No doubt.
Definitely want to check that out. And restaurants are popping up all over Tampa. Now, the first day of stone crab season was, what, 2 weeks ago or a week ago?
The 15th of October, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So another place I saw, one of our favorites in Clearwater. See if you can guess.
Favorites in Clearwater, Island Way?
No.
Island Way Grill will have some good stone crab.
I was
going to
say, yes, that.
For sure they will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Palm Pavilion.
They are known for that.
I did not know that.
They're known for that.
I was kind of going through Instagram and looking at a few places. And
maybe we should make a field trip this weekend and go get some stone crab at the Palm Pavilion. That
would
be terrible.
I think that would be a great idea. You know? But if you go to the Instagram, it's Palm Pavilion, and it's just one L in Pavilion. A lot of people spell that wrong. But they've got a picture. I mean, look at this. It's just gorgeous. Doesn't that just make you...
Yeah, I'm hungry anyways.
Right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I was looking at that. And so everywhere you look in Tampa, I feel like there's just tons of stone crab festivals, and I'm going to make it my mission to hit a couple of them.
Sure.
I don't think I'll make Frenchies this weekend only because I have a lot going on.
Sure.
Not enough time, but definitely the one in Cortez I'll be going to. And then there's just everywhere I turn, there's restaurants popping up, but I have to say, you gotta have some money in your pockets because it's
yeah. I mean, it's like everything else. I mean, Alaskan king crab is my favorite crab, but they don't give that away. They don't give that away.
No, they don't.
Okay, so the butter's cheap, but the crab's expensive.
Now, what is I've noticed like different places, you know, serve different dipping sauces. Have you had more? I mean, I've always had one that's kind of a mustard based.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Dijon.
You can do butter, I guess, like everything, but I think their base is that mustard. You know, you can rock it without it. You don't hear a lot of stone crab dishes though, because there's just not a lot of meat on all the crabs.
Right.
So you don't hear of a lot of dishes that way, you know?
You just have to.
It's got a just old school rustic.
Be rustic, yeah, right? Just dive right in.
Get rough with it. Yeah.
Crack those claws open. And speaking of seafood, we went to Mr. and Mrs. Crab a couple times.
Correct.
And I'm anxious to see if they'll be featuring any stone crab.
I saw somewhere on their social media that they are. It'd be shame to be Mr. and Mrs. Crab and not indulge and not mess with some stone crab. So I'm sure they're going to get that done.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, it's funny. I've had a lot of people asking me if I've been there yet. And I was like, of course I have. And every person that I've talked to that's gone and, you know, eaten over there has just loved
it. It's a good experience.
It's a good
experience, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
And their wings might be the best thing on the menu. I'm just being honest.
I've only tried two of their wings.
Yeah.
I need to try them again.
Yeah.
But I told someone that, one of my friends, he's not a big seafood lover, but his girlfriend is. And so he only went because I told him they had wings.
Yeah.
He said they were phenomenal.
They are phenomenal.
He said they were better than another place in South Tampa that
Listen,
you and I both go to.
Yeah.
Listen,
I do wings. That's the way I love wings right
What did
there.
You like about them? Just the sauce or the way
It's
they're...
not really a sauce. It's the way you cook wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like my wings dried out, mm-hmm. but juicy. You know, like, I don't like a wet wing. It's hard to...
It's too messy. It's not really the messiness.
It's more of a texture thing for me. It has to be, like, moist and juicy, but I don't like rubbery skin. I like it to be dried out. And their wings are perfect.
Dried out. That's
perfect.
Dried out, not rubbery.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And moist.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Nothing. No,
okay.
Nothing. You're cracking me up already this
I know.
Morning.
It is early.
It's not that early.
No, it's not.
It's not that early.
Mm-mm.
Another thing about Mr. and Mrs. Crab that I really like are just their seasonings and their different sauces that they
mm-hmm.
have.
Well, they just... it's a good concept. They're not the first one to do it.
No.
I mean, we saw Crafty Crab did it in Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm sure others have as well. And then there's going to be more to jump behind them. But right now, that's just it's a good concept, especially when people are eating low carb and keto and stuff like that. I mean, you could make a mess of yourself and eat for an hour.
Yes, you could.
And not, you know, unless you don't eat tomato potatoes, which are good.
The potatoes are definitely good.
Of course
I couldn't
good.
Stop. That's my problem. I always have to eat the potatoes.
Yeah, well,
oh,
could be worse.
It's tough not to. I know, right? But anyway, so yeah, I'm planning on hitting up some spots. There's so many restaurants in Tampa right now, like I said, that are featuring stone crab. I mean, the best thing to do is just go to your Instagram, kind of search stone crab in your city, see what pops up. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm seeing
you
it everywhere.
You can Google it, too.
You could Google
yeah.
it, depending on the city that you're in. But yeah, so stone crab is really more of an East Coast thing. I was kind of doing a little bit of research on it. That's
mm-hmm.
why I never heard of it living out in California. Atlantic Coast, definitely Gulf of Mexico.
We never heard of grits either.
I had not heard of grits. Well, I had heard of them from my cousin Vinny.
Okay.
But I never had grits until, the Waffle House. It was... a lot of new things for me when I first moved to Tampa in 2003. Stone crab and grits.
Yeah. You should write a book, Crabs and Grits.
Right.
Do it.
And sweet tea.
And sweet tea.
That's another one that...
Why is sweet tea so special? It's tea with sugar.
Right.
Seriously, why is it deeper than that?
Just real funny story. So when I first moved here and I was working at a restaurant, I had a guy come or order for me. He goes, I'll have a sweet tea. And I looked at him and I thought, okay, well, I'll bring you some iced tea with sugar on the side. And he goes, no, I want it already sweetened.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't understand that there were sweet tea and unsweet tea
there,
served
in,
at restaurants.
In the South, there is.
And see, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Where, you know, back in
sure.
you know, whatever, California, it was just brewed tea, you give them their Splenda
was it
sugar
chai
on the side.
Tea? Was it chai tea?
No, it wasn't chai.
Okay, just checking.
But it was funny. That was definitely a learning experience for me. And now it's like sweet or unsweet. That's just kind of the question you ask when you go out to eat.
if you're ordering sweet tea at a restaurant, especially if there's black folks working there, you don't care about your sugar.
Because it's going to be sweet.
I've never ordered sweet tea in a restaurant before. It's so sweet. It's too much.
I agree.
Yeah, it's too much. I feel like your teeth rotting and stuff. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't drink sweet tea. Don't get me wrong. It's good. It's just a little too much sugar for me.
Understandable.
I prefer to add my own little stevia.
Get a little Splenda.
Keep it low carb.
Put one package of Splenda in there and let it rock.
One package. Or some of actually... those syrups, the one that you gave me, the pumpkin, whatever that was. I need more of that, by the way.
I need to look in again.
Skinny syrups.
Yeah, they are good.
They are fantastic. I have a peach one that's no carb. I like to add that to tea as well.
Very good. Very good.
And now I'm in the mood for sweet tea and stone crab.
Tea's healthy. It's good for you.
Well, you know, it depends on how you drink it.
How much sugar you put in it. Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt.
But anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend discovering some new places out in Tampa Bay. I am hoping to get my hands on some stone crab this weekend. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but if you're interested, definitely check out the Frenchie Stone Crab Festival. You can look for it on Facebook or Instagram. They've got stuff going on all weekend. Definitely great for the family. I brought my kids last year. I got them hooked on stone crab, and now they're asking me for it. So I got to get a second job to feed them what they want to eat. But anyways, don't forget, guys, a new episode comes out every week on radioinfluence.com. And you can also find this podcast wherever you like to listen to your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, or Google Play. I will talk to you guys soon, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town, and Ian?
At Ian Beckles.
And you've always got some great food stuff on there, too.
Usually.
You do.
I like food.
Your photography is really impressive. Oh. I'm being on. Hey, don't give me that look. You take fantastic photos.
Oh, thank you. So do you. I don't know if that was a compliment or a slight, but thank you.
It was a compliment.
All right, thank you.
And the thing about you that cracks me up is that you'll sit there and you'll take a picture, and it's just whatever. You just do it. I'm sitting here taking 20 pictures of the same dish, and out of those 20 pictures, maybe one I like. But you always seem to get it on just one shot.
Do you notice that the rest of our lives are pretty similar to that as well?
The what?
The rest of our lives are very similar to that as well.
Yeah, but we don't need to.
You know what I mean? I let things kind of brush off, and you kind of attach to them. But that's a whole other podcast.
That is, and we're not going to get into that today.
And it's a long one, too, yeah.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show is back. Hi, it's MJ. Join me along with Froggy and Fester. We're going to bring you up to speed on what's been happening since our last show. We'll even reveal never-before-heard stories from the past, including some infamous controversies. This is the great MJ Morning Show that you remember. With regular new episodes, we'll even have some of the crazy cast of characters on, like Dave the Dwarf and more. The all-new MJ Morning Show podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, on the iHeartRadio app, and RadioInfluence.com.